Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Brooke Smith is rediscovering some of Richmond's historic places and spaces. And today, Brooks, we're going to talk about an edifice in the city that many local residents as well as travelers through the area may be familiar with, because it stands at a prominent place along Interstate 95, right inside the city limits, the 6th Mount Zion Baptist Church. Tell us how far it goes back and how it was founded.
Well, you're right that it dominates the skyline for thousands of people traveling up and down the interstate every day, and it's just this beautiful and imposing Gothic Revival church that the highway literally bends around thanks to the efforts of one of the pastors of the church in the early 1950s when the interstate was first being constructed, kind of forced a stake in the road and made the highway go around them. But the church is significant for a number of different reasons. First and foremost, for its founder, John Jasper, who was the youngest of 24 children born into slavery. He was actually born on the 4th of July in 1812. Taught himself to read and write, experienced a religious conversion in his early 20s, and became a preacher. And he rose to fame and prominence for a sermon called The Sun Do Move, in which he sought to prove that the sun revolves around the earth. And as improbable as that may sound, he was invited to deliver this sermon over 250 times before visiting dignitaries and even to the sitting Virginia General Assembly. And though the sermon may define him now, perhaps his greatest legacy, is the authority that was bestowed on him after the Civil War by the Freedmen's Bureau to legalize slave marriages, which was a very important aspect of our post-Civil War city. He died on March 30, 1901, ironically the same day that the Jefferson Hotel burned down, and I'm happy to report that he got the bigger headline in the local paper. His final words were reported to be, "I have finished my work and am down at the river waiting for further orders."
Well, now, there has been a church on that site since, I believe, 1867, and the current structure actually dates to about 1887?
That's right. He organized 6th Mount Zion Church in 1867. The congregation actually initially met at an old horse stable on Brown's Island. They bought the land on Duval Street in Jackson Ward and built a church, substantially rebuilt it in 1887, and then remodeled it in the early 1920s after Jasper had passed on. Became the first of what we now know to be mega churches. For example, in 1925, the congregation had swelled to more than 3,000 members. So it was a vital part of our local community. And interestingly, there have only been seven pastors in the 144-year history of the church. It was one of Jasper's successors, Dr. Augustus Walter Brown, who helped save the church from demolition, as I mentioned, in the 50s. He literally forced the highway to swing around the hill.
You were telling me that authorities attempted to buy the site to construct the interstate highway, but the congregation refused to sell.
That's right. Like many of the homes that ultimately were demolished in Jackson Ward as it was split in two, the city offered to relocate residents, churches like 6 Mount Zion, and pay them to rebuild. But after deliberation, the congregation decided that it wasn't worth the money, that this was their space and they deserved to keep it. So the city and the state respected that wish and built around them.
So there's a bend in the highway.
That's right. And, you know, it's like many spaces in Richmond, we have this rich and important history to celebrate and constantly remind ourselves about. But yet this is a vibrant church in our city today. It's led by a very dynamic young pastor named Tyrone Nelson, who somehow has found a way to balance that rich history with the present realities of the community and some shining promise of a future. And he's taken the church from a low of 150 member congregation back up to well over 1,000, many of whom are quite young in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and might not be coming to the church because it's John Jasper's church, but rather because it's Tyrone Nelson's church, and they are intensely involved in the community. They serve as a cold weather shelter that the city has designated for homeless people during the coldest winter months. They offer free meals and free after-school care and free summer camp to the kids in the local community. And they partner with some 10 other churches to give away thousands of pairs of shoes and clothes on Labor Day for back-to-school time for these kids. So it's a very important place. They have a museum to John Jasper, and they have many of the original papers and materials from the 1860s and 70s, but the legacy continues to grow.
Thanks to Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.